రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 15 వర్స్ 1 and 2. శ్రీ నారద ఉవాచ కర్మనిష్ట ద్విజ కేచిత్ తపోనిష్ట నృపాపరే స్వాధ్యాయనే ప్రవచనే కేచన జ్ఞానయోగయో జ్ఞాననిష్టాయ దేయాని కావ్యానంతమిశ్యత దైవేచ తద్భావ్యస్యాత్ ఇతరేభ్యో యదార్హత. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై ది డివైన్ గ్రేస్. నారదముని కంటిన్యూడ్, మై డియర్ కింగ్, some brahmins are very much attached to fruitive activities, some are attached to austerities and penances, and still others study the Vedic literature, whereas some, although very few, cultivate knowledge and practice different yogas, especially bhakti yoga. A person desiring liberation for his forefathers or himself should give charity to a Brahmin who adheres to Jnana Nishtha, impersonal monism. In the absence of an advanced Brahmin, charity may be given to a Brahmin addicted to fruitive activities, Kamakanda. Repeat. A person desiring liberation for his forefathers or himself should give charity to a Brahmin who adheres to Jnana Nishtha, impersonal monism. In the absence of such an advanced Brahmin, charity may be given to a Brahmin addicted to fruitive activities, karma kanda. Purport. There are two processes by which to get free from material bondage. One involves jnana kanda and karma kanda, and the other involves upasana kanda. Vaishnavas never want to merge into the existence of the Supreme. Rather, they want to be everlastingly servants of the Lord, to render loving service unto Him. In this verse, the words Anantamishyati refers to persons who desire to achieve liberation from material bondage and merge into the existence of the Lord. Devotees, however, whose objective is to associate personally with the Lord, have no desire to accept the activities of Kama Kanda or Jnana Kanda. For pure devotional service is above both Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. Anna Vilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavrutam Bhaktira Sambhav Sindhu. In pure devotional service there is not even pinch of Jnana or Karma. Consequently, when Vaishnavas distribute charity, they do not need to find a Brahmin performing the activities of Jnana Kanda or Karma Kanda. The best example in this regard is provided by Advaita Goswami, who after performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, offered charity to Haridas Thakur, although it was known to everyone that Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family, not a Brahmin by birth, and was not interested in fruitive activities of Jnana Kanda or Karma Kanda. Charity, therefore, should be given to the first-class transcendentalists, the devotees, because the Shastras recommend ముక్తానాం అపి సిద్ధానాం నారాయణ పరాయణ సుదుర్లభ ప్రశాంతాత్మ కోటిశపి మహామునే. ఓ గ్రేట్ సేజ్ అమాంగ్ మెనీ మిలియన్స్ హు ఆర్ లిబరేటెడ్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఇన్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్, వన్ మే బి ఏ డివోటి ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ నారాయణ్ ఆర్ కృష్ణ. సచ్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ వెరీ పీస్ఫుల్, ఆర్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ రేర్. ఏ వైష్ణవ ఈజ్ ఇన్ హయ్యర్ పొజిషన్ దాన్ ఏ జ్ఞాని. దేర్ఫోర్ అద్వైతాచార్య సెలెక్టెడ్ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ టు బి ది పర్సన్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ హిస్ ఛారిటీ. ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఆల్సో సేస్ నమే భక్త చతుర్వేది మద్భక్త స్వపచ ప్రియ తస్మై దేహం తో గ్రాహ్యం సచ పూజ్యో యథాహ్యం. ఈవెన్ ద పర్సన్ ఇస్ అ వెరీ లెర్నెడ్ స్కాలర్ ఆఫ్ ది సాంస్క్రిట్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ యాజ్ మై డివోటీ అన్లెస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. హౌఎవర్ ఈవెన్ ద పర్సన్ ఇస్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ఎ ఫ్యామిలీ ఆఫ్ డాగ్ ఈటర్స్ చండాల్ ఈజ్ వెరీ డియర్ టు మీ. He is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activity or mental speculation. Indeed, all respect should be given to him and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are worshipable as I am. Therefore, even if not born in Brahmin family, a devotee because of his devotion to the Lord is above all kinds of Brahmins, whether they be Karmakandi Brahmins or Jnanakandis. In this regard, it may be mentioned that Brahmins in Vrindavan, who are Karmakandis and Jnanakandis, sometimes decline to accept invitation to our temple because our temple is known as Angreji temple or Anglican temple. But in accordance with the evidence given in the Shastra and the examples set by Advaita Acharya, we give prasad to devotees regardless of whether they come from India, Europe or America. It is the conclusion of the Shastra that instead of feeding many Jnanakandi or Karmakandi Brahmins, it is better to feed a pure Vaishnava regardless of where he comes from. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Api chesu duracharo bhajate mamananya bhav సాధురేవ సమంతవ్య సమ్యక్ వ్యవసితో హిత. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ వన్ కమిట్స్ మోస్ట్ అబామినబుల్ యాక్షన్స్, ఇఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, ఈజ్ టు బి కన్సిడర్డ్ సెయింట్లీ బికాజ్ ఈ ప్రాపర్లీ సిచ్యువేటెడ్. ఇట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ వెదర్ ఎ డివోటీ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రాహ్మిన్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఆర్ నాన్ బ్రాహ్మిన్ ఫ్యామిలీ. ఇఫ్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్లీ డివోటెడ్ టు కృష్ణ is a sadhu. Om Jnana Timiramisya Jnananjana Kalaka Chakshur Unmritam Jena Tasmai Sri Varavana Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayan Rupa Kadam Yen Dagaat Vishwasara Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Manovishtam Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam హరే కృష్ణ హరే రామ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ అది new chapter, the last chapter of 7th canto, there are many kinds of Brahmins. What is called Brahma Bandhu? Brahma Bandhu means born in a Brahmin family, but there is no Brahminical qualities. బ్రహ్మ బంధువు. జస్ట్ వి గివ్ దెమ్ టోకన్ రెస్పెక్ట్ బికాజ్ ఈ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మిన్ ఫ్యామిలీ. బియాండ్ దట్ దెర్ ఆర్ బ్రాహ్మిన్స్ హూ డూ పౌరోహిత కర్మకాండ. మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పీపుల్ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ వర్ బ్రాహ్మిన్స్, దే ఆర్ కర్మకాండి బ్రాహ్మిన్స్. దడు శ్రాద్ధ, దడు వివాహ అండ్ దడు అదర్ సంస్కారాస్, బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ అవేక్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ బ్రాహ్మినికల్ లైఫ్. సో వన్ ఈజ్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మిన్ ఫ్యామిలీ నో బ్రాహ్మినికల్ క్వాలిటీస్, ది అదర్ ఈజ్ బ్రాహ్మిన్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ బ్రాహ్మినికల్ ఫ్యామిలీ బట్ నో బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాన్ బట్ ఈజ్ అ కర్మకాండి. అండ్ దెర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ కేటగిరీ where he has knowledge what it means to be a brahmin. He has knowledge, I am not this body, I am brahman, aham brahmasmi, and they don't clearly understand the philosophy of God, the science of God, భక్తి యోగా. దే డోంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్. సో దే అండర్స్టాండ్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బాడీ అండ్ సోల్. సో దే వాంట్ టు ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ఫినిష్ దర్ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్, దే ఎయిమ్ ఇన్ మెర్జింగ్ ఇన్ ది లార్డ్, మెర్జింగ్. దే వాంట్ టు లూజ్ దర్ ఐడెంటిటీ. So they don't want to take birth again. So material identities, they reflect our false ego, and our life based on material identity, that is within the three modes of material nature condition. Whereas a person who has Brahma Jnana, he wants to cut down the influence of the three modes of material nature. He wants to be situated in Brahman. He wants to be self-situated. He doesn't know nothing more than that. I am not the body, I am Atma. So is Krishna, so is Rama. So he cannot distinguish between God and himself. This is called Advaita. Advaita. That means they think there is no difference between God and himself. Today only in the morning we were reading Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, there is 7th chapter. There Krishna is describing some people, what do they think about him? So there Krishna mentions that the impersonal God, he has appeared in corporeal form. He has appeared in a physical form. Who remembers that sloka? Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyate mama buddhaya parambhavam ajananto mamaveya manuttamam mamaveya manuttamam. Avyaktam, the God is impersonal, that is their opinion. Krishna is not saying that he is impersonal. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam, in the end there is no personal form of God, but to instruct people, he comes into this world in a form. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyate mam abuddhaya. Abuddhaya means they don't have buddhi. How can they consider that God has no form? You think? Because in conditioned life, if suppose I tell you that people don't get old, in some place people don't get old, does anyone would like to accept that? How can that be? Because in our experience, everyone gets old. If I tell you, you know, in Andaman Nicobar Islands, people don't die. That's what, if I go to Andaman Nicobar, I will also not die, or what? What is the effect of land? No, this world is called Mrityu Samsara. You don't have to visit every place and see whether people are getting old or not, people are dying or not. You can sit here and say, everybody in any, not only on earthly planet. Krishna is saying, Abrahma Bhavanar Loka Punaravartana Arjuna Mamu Petatu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. Only when you go back to Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha, then there is, that also in Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita, last two stanzas, they are talking about time is conspicuous by its absence. So the last two slokas. How do they start? Sriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Dhruma Bhumi Shinta Mani Ganamayitoye Mamakada Ganyam Natyam Gamanamadu Vamsi Prayasati. What is next line? Vamsi Prayasati Chidanandam Paravitadaswadamadvicha Sayatra Kshirabdi Travati Saravibhashasamaha Nimeshardava Keva Yatrapi. So there is no effect of time. Yatrapi Samaya Bhaje Sveta Deepam Tamamya Goloka Vitiyam Vidantasya Santa Chiti Viralachara Katipaya. We last this one. So he is describing, here everything is miserable. Yeah. There it is said, Katha Ganam. When you are talking, it's like poetry. Natyam Gamanamati. When you are walking, because that means when people sing poetry, when people sing dance, when people sing poetry, when people will dance, when people are very blissful and ecstatic, you know, we have to encourage people, push people, dance, dance, because we are not ecstatic. But if you are really on spiritual platform, you need not be pushed to dance. As soon as kirtan starts, you start dancing. Because the soul derives immense happiness. Whenever we see the kirtan, whenever we hear the kirtan, the soul rejoices in ecstasy. So, avyaktam vyakti mahapannam mannate maham abuddhaya. If anybody says that God is impersonal, that means he is not intelligent. Yesterday we met MP Rajmohan Reddy, I was in his house for an hour, 1 hour. Swami, we believe some energy is there. That's why everything is going on. Some energy is there. So, again, same, avyaktam. That means energy means impersonal. So, we had an argument with him. We tried to correct him. Say, your house is made of energy. And gadgets in your house, they function with energy. Our fan functions, our AC functions, everything energy. But energy itself has not become many of these gadgets. Energy itself is not becoming on-off in these gadgets, right? Well, now the fans are going on. Why not all those fans are going on? Why? No, there is energy. If there is an energy, they also don't function. There is energy. But we did not want them to function now. I'm a person. We are sitting here. I'm directing the energy to flow in these fans. I have cut off the energy flow into those fans. Like Prabhupada said that there was one Nawab, Muslim ruler, very big man. And he has a very luxury house, posh house, and very costly chandeliers. We just put, because we cannot afford to, we just put direct tube light. Just some light will come. But chandeliers, they not only give light, but they look very bright. They look very ornate. Very, very designs. Lot of crystals. So, on one hand, you can have just, without any variety, just some source of light. And when you have too much money, same light, but you want to have it very decorative. So this Nawab's palace, big, big chandeliers. And like we do dusting means removing the dust. So every now and then, we have to clean the place. A lot of dust comes and sits. It's part of life. Material world, everything becomes spoiled. You have to maintain. If you don't maintain, it will be spoiled. So this Nawab's palace, the worker, poor fellow, was dusting the chandeliers. And by mistake, it came off and it fell, making ching ching sound, ching ching music sound. And Nawab said, "What is that sound?" This guy became very afraid. "My God, I broke the chandelier into pieces, and Nawab has heard it. He may punish me." So So he told the with folded hand, "Sir, I was trying to clean the chandelier, but the crystal fell down. Crystal came off and broke. But the sound is very nice. Break another one. Break another one. Ching 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 music." And that servant was puzzled. Such costly crystals, and this guy said, "Break another one, break another one." He is enjoying the music of breaking these crystals. So this is called when you have wealth, you can afford to waste, misuse. Like Krishna is sending rains on the sea. The sea doesn't need any rains, but Krishna has been thunderstorms in the seas. That means Krishna can waste. Similarly, the sunlight is there. Then, like, we have stopped all the because we are conscious that we have to pay the electrical bill. So unnecessarily, don't waste electricity. So when we leave the room after the class, we stop the fans and go. But Krishna is just giving light like anything, energy like anything. Scientists, they try to calculate in a second how much energy the sun is emitting. And they said, if somebody can have a capacitor, or if somebody can store it, what comes for 1 second from the sun, it will be enough for 100 years our energy needs. Just 1 second. That means, is there any scarcity? Krishna is just wasting. Like night time, see, we don't put any light, we try to save. But Krishna is giving such heat, such light. Whenever we want to heat up water, we are conscious, all at boiling, you know, put off the flow. We are wasting gas, wasting fuel. That means, Krishna is too rich. He can do anything. Why we should not do? Because Krishna's energy, like Krishna, is very sacred. Krishna can do it because it is energy. Like Krishna is killing. So you cannot say, because Krishna is killing, I will also kill. Why? Krishna is killing. What is wrong if I also kill? So we cannot imitate Krishna. Like if somebody kills us, you don't say, "Please kill me." Can anybody say, if somebody comes to kill, "Please come, kill me"? Nobody will say. Struggle for existence. So the point is, the life is very sacred. Life is very precious. Life is very meaningful. So we cannot afford to waste Krishna's energy. Like you know, Janmashtami time, we put lights all night. Lot of lights. That is okay. Wasting money for Krishna, that is devotional service. You cannot treat like Prabhupada said, serve them best prasad. Prabhupada said. So you can say, if the Bhagavad Gita is on newspaper print, and Bhagavad Gita is on art paper print, Bhagavad Gita will cost 1,000 rupees, a book like this in art paper. but paper print is 10 rupees. But Prabhupada wanted Bhagavad Gita to be printed in best quality. That means devotees also waste money. But because that is spent on Krishna, it is not considered waste. Money is utilized in Krishna service. You save money everywhere, but spend it in Krishna consciousness. You don't spend on yourself. But is it right? We take rice, dal, sabji, but Krishna has given chappan bhog. Krishna has given 108 items. There is no limit. Actually, why Krishna should be given only 108 items? Why not 1,000? Yes, because we have no capacity. So sometimes people try to criticize why these devotees are spending so much money gorgeously. Like here we are charging only 50,000 rupees for clothes for Krishna. You know, you go to Vrindavan. Sir, I wanted to pay for a set of clothes to the temple, ISKCON temple, Vrindavan. He asked for 4 lakhs. My God, 4 lakhs on clothes. So, we should not be communistic in our idea. Don't be communistic. Don't try to control God. Don't try to why you are spending money on Krishna. Krishna should be served to our best. That's what he said. Krishna is satisfied with patram pushpam phalam toyam. So that doesn't mean that Ambanis, they have crores and crores and they just put a patram pushpam phalam toyam. That guy, his lifestyle is that every month an Ambani family nearly 2 crore rupees are sent, and for Krishna, patram pushpam phalam toyam, which is freely available. Now, the idea of saying patram pushpam phalam toyam is that nobody can say, I cannot serve God. Nobody can say, because when you go look out of the window, there are leaves there, patram. Maybe there are some flowers. You cannot say, only you have no feelings for Krishna, you have no love for Krishna, you have no idea about Krishna. And that's why you don't know how to serve Krishna. Prabhupada wanted deities should be served gorgeously, very elaborately. So devotees should always, they should think big. Always, you imagine serving Krishna in best possible opulence. But because really that opulence is not there, you know, it said, Prabhupada said, always use desi ghee in the temple. Desi ghee, don't cook anything in refined oils, in sunflower oil, this oil, that oil. Use desi ghee. Actually, if we can draw the attention of Krishna, Krishna is satisfied. There are temples, there are like Tirupati, Balaji temple, what expenditures they are doing. Yesterday somebody sent Pushpayaga. He said 15 tons of flowers, 15 tons. Generally, Sharadama, somebody said, Mallapoolu, they don't weigh, because too many will come in a cage. So they use, Haripuri Mathur is saying. Haripuri Mathur, doctor, your name and you are sleeping. Is that right? Yesterday he said, liter Mallapoolu. ಲೀಟರ್ ಮಲ್ಪುಲೆಲ್ಲ ಮಲ್ಪುಲೇನ ಮೀನ ತೇನ ಇದೆ ಲೀಟ್ರಲ್ಲಿ ಶಿಸಡ್ ನಾಲ್ಕು ಲೀಟ್ರಲ್ಲಿ ಮಲ್ಪುಲೆ ಅಂದರೆ ಏನು ಮಾತಾಡಿ ಲೀಟ್ರಲ್ಲಿ ಅರೆ ಕೆ ಜಿನ ರೆಂಡು ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ನಾನು ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆಜರ್ ಇಟ್ ದೇ ಟೇಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಮೆಜರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೈ ಡೆಫಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಾಗೆ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ 50 rupees like that. So is in Tirupati money is spent in crores and is there any limit? No restriction for Balaji. In the Rajas and Maharajas times, in Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, the kind of worship that is going on to this day, nothing should stop. Same expenditure is going on. You know, Balaji is arranging money for himself. So Prabhupada said, in Kali Yuga, Kruteya Dhyayato Vishnu, Tretayam Yadato Makai, Dvapare Paricharayam, Kalauta Dharikirtanam. This Dvapare Paricharayam, in Dvapara Yuga, big, big Radhosavas, Brahmosavas, Tapposavas, big, huge, grandiose, elaborate arrangements. Money was not, because it was patronized by kings. So the government wants to do. At least sometimes Modi comes. Is there any restriction for money? Huge arrangement. Do you know when Modi moves out of Delhi, have you heard? When Modi moves, it's a Prime Minister. Prime Minister moves out of Delhi, the expenditure per day will be like 3 crores. Just where he's going to attend some program, do some talk or do some inauguration. But they have to make such, everything will be alerted. Police, hospitals, traffic, officers, everybody on the road, everybody. Because they cannot take risk, they cannot take chance, protocol. So after all, a ordinary human being, if he moves out a day from his house, 3 crores, and what do we spend for our Radha Yatra, Jagannath, Lord of the Universe, just for a few hours in the same city, not going out of the city. That means it's not that we are poor. We don't have feelings, we don't have enthusiasm. You know, in ISKCON temples, not every temple, you know, like we have spent some money and somebody has spent bigger money, you know. Bigger temples are there, bigger festivals are there. So we should not try to be envious of Krishna. We should not try to be communistic in our ideas on God. When people ask Prabhupada in Bombay, why for sadhus you have built such a multi-crore temple? Prabhupada said, everything belongs to God, this is nothing. This is what I could do, but if you give me the whole money or gold, I will show what I can do for Krishna. You are challenging the press report. Why not? If you are a drunkard and a meat eater who is a CM, you have such palace, why not Krishna, the owner and the supreme being? They don't know. The press people, how they have to counter Prabhupada's argument. Don't be envious of God. He is giving you everything. And you have the obligation to spend. Why people are poor nowadays? Because people are not spending on God. And we are saying, at least if you don't spend on God, it's okay. But at least you spend time on God. Chant Hare Krishna. give your time to Krishna and see what Krishna can do for you. If you are a miser, you don't believe spending on the deity this money, that knowledge, keep it for you, but you chant. Then in the course of time your heart will become so ecstatic and joyful. You voluntarily want to spend anything on Krishna. Like we have a devotee in ISKCON, Alfred Ford, the Ford Company Motors Managing Director. And you believe, he has given so far in Mayapur 250 crores, money, 250 crores, one man. So you are not thinking I have given anything to the Lord. Then you know that there is no limit. Prabhupada, he made a sarcastic comment on some Mayavadis who don't believe in taking money or touching money. He gave the example how Vivekananda tested. Vivekananda tested his Guru Maharaj, Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna, he said, if he is a sadhu, he should not touch money. That is the idea, Mayavadi. So he wanted to test Ramakrishna. So when Ramakrishna was out on his morning walk, and this Vivekananda tested him, put some money under his bed. And Ramakrishna came back from his outside visit and came. There is something bad about my bed. And then, this is my Guru Maharaj. Vivekananda immediately recognized, say, yes, no. He has no liking for money. That is the test. And Prabhupada said, if somebody wants to give me money, I will put my hands like this, as far as I can stretch. Please do it. I can spend the whole money of the world in one day, Prabhupada said. So, the point is, it's not a question of spending. In a humble way, whatever we have, it's not that you are spending money on God, you are a great person. Somebody is not able to spend money on God. The question is, Bhavagrahi Janardana. There is a story of Buddha. When Buddha was giving darshan in a place, all sorts of people, they were coming with big, big gifts to offer to Buddha according to their capacity. And then Buddha was not touching anything. Leave it there. And then one old lady who sells flowers. And she saw everybody buying a lot of flowers and where are you taking all this? And they said, you don't know, in the town Buddha is there. Who is considered the Lord, and she also wanted to visit. So she is a very poor lady. She doesn't have a florist shop. She was sitting on the roadside. She has no shop. She was sitting on the roadside and she has few lotus flowers. When he heard that everybody is going, then she stopped her business for the day. She brought some, maybe she has some pond in her area, she brought few lotuses. And when he came to know that everybody said, today, let me go starting. I will take these flowers and offer to Buddha. So she brought you just three lotus flowers. People are bringing big, big baskets, this and that, and silk, jewelry and all that. And Buddha is keeping them. Keep them there. He was not expressing any this thing on his face, he is satisfied like that. And then this lady, old lady, brought the three lotus flowers. And then they said, because Buddha was asking everybody to keep there. And then his Buddha's assistant, keep it there. And Buddha said, let her come in here. Everybody was surprised. What is special about her? She is a old, poor lady, got some two, three lotus flowers. Buddha hugged her and took her flowers personally. Nobody's flowers Buddha took personally. this old lady, because she has, I will not eat anything today, because if I want to offer them to Buddha, I will not have anything. It's okay, today I will starve. That means she has given her everything. People did not understand. When costly things are brought, and Buddha is saying, leave it there. And the simple gift of pushpam, that's it, please come. That means God is saying whether you are giving your everything to Him or not, that's the point. So the point in today's class, there are all sorts of people are there. They are birth Brahmins, they are Karmakandi Brahmins, they are Jnanakandi Brahmins. But actually, Krishna is pleased. The Prabhupada quoted that sloka here. What is that? Name Bhakta Chaturvedi Madbhakta Swapacha Priya. One who knows four Vedas, but is not my devotee. Name Bhakta Chaturvedi. He may have knowledge, he said, because he is not my devotee. And he is saying, Madbhakta, a person who is illiterate and born in Chandala family, dog meat, but he has started chanting Hare Krishna. He is born in a very bad family and he was eating dog meat. But somehow he has associated with devotees and starts chanting, I want to chant Krishna's name. He says, Madbhakta Swapacha Priya. So whenever people who are not taking tea, coffee, yesterday I went to Meghpat Rajmohan. I took some laddus and some mixture, just I gave you. I took four laddus and some mixture. And that guy said, this is all oily and sweet. I said, do you eat meat? So you are eating garbage and you are saying this is... Say, if you are stopped everything that is not prasad, then you can come in. But you are eating all junk. And you are talking about health principles, that this is oily, this is sugar. You can say, don't criticize prasadam. You say, Swami, I am so unfortunate, I have a problem of blood pressure, I have a problem of blood sugar, I am so sinful, I cannot eat prasadam. But you cannot comment on prasadam. Whenever you cannot eat something, don't comment, take it, apply it to your head, respectfully, do something with it. Anyway, he understood the point, and then he stood up from his seat, he got up from his seat, and left his shoes, like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.